This is program number LW2055. Well, a wrong start doesn't necessarily have to interfere with a right ending. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me show you what I mean today. In the spring of 1783, just 17 cases were brought to trial at a little place called Fort Herod, Kentucky. And that was during the days, believe it or not, when even fornication was against the law. 17 cases were brought to trial that year, and 8 of them were for fornication. One was brought by the grand jury, and it read this way: Lucy Hanks for fornication. Now, that wasn't Lucy's first offense. Years before, back in Virginia, there was a rich young bachelor who noticed Lucy, and even though he knew she came from a very poor, a very illiterate family, she was still a beautiful thing to behold. So one morning he rode over to the dirt floor cabin that the Hanks family occupied, and he hired Lucy to be a servant in the home on his plantation. Now, he already owned a number of slaves, and it wasn't that he needed her to work, it was just that he wanted her around. One day he drifted into the library of his plantation home and found Lucy seated, dust cloth in hand, poring over the illustrations in one of his history books. Now, that was an odd thing for a servant to be doing. I mean, it was a rare thing in those days for common people to know how to read. Instead of making fun of her, though, he closed the library door and sat down and read to her the captions underneath the pictures and told her something of what they meant. He listened with interest, and she finally told him that she wanted to learn how to read and write. That evening after supper, he called her into the library and began teaching her the letters of the alphabet. A few evenings later, he put his hand over hers and showed her how to form the letters. Day after day went by, and she learned to trust him. The problem came, though, that she fell in love with him and ended up, well, just trusting him too far. Then came the weeks of anxiety. She couldn't eat, she hardly slept, she worried and worried until she could no longer deny the truth, even to herself. And she told him that he was to be the father of her baby. At first, he considered marrying her, but that was only for a moment. Family, friends, social position, complications. It just wouldn't work. One Sunday morning, she created a scene by shamelessly bringing her baby to church. The good women of that church were indignant, and one stood up and demanded that, and this is the way she put it, the slut be sent away. Well, that was enough. Lucy's father loaded his family into a wagon and traveled over the Wilderness Road through the Cumberland Gap and settled at Fort Herod, Kentucky. At least there they could lie more effectively about the father of Lucy's child. Well, things went well for a while, but soon Lucy fell in love again, and this time it was a little easier to stray. Somebody found out. Somebody told somebody else. Then all of a sudden it was on record, and the grand jury indicted Lucy for fornication. A remarkable young man appeared on the scene, though. His name was Henry Sparrow. He rode into town, tied his horse in front of Lucy's cabin, and went in. He told her, Lucy, I don't care what others are saying about you. I love you, and I want you to be my wife. Well, Lucy was flattered, but was not willing to marry him immediately. She didn't want the gossips in town to say that Henry had been forced into marrying her. So she told him, we'll wait a year, Henry. She said, I want to prove to everyone that I can live a decent life, and if at the end of that time you still want me, come, I'll be waiting for you. Well, Henry took out a license at once, and it was almost a year later that they married. Of course, the women in town wouldn't stop wagging their tongues. The marriage won't last. Lucy will be up to her old tricks again. And Henry, hearing it, suggested that they move further west and begin life all over again. But Lucy refused. She was tired of running. She wasn't bad, she said, and she was determined to prove it. And she did. She proved to be a good, faithful, loving wife to Henry the rest of her days. And she reared 8 children in the process and redeemed her name in the very community where she had been indicted for fornication. In time, 2 of her sons became preachers, and one of her grandsons, the son of her illegitimate daughter, became president of the United States. His name was Abraham Lincoln. A wrong beginning doesn't necessarily have to interfere with a right ending. That's why Jesus climbed upon a cross one day. For Jesus on the cross changes wrong beginnings into right endings. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.